Well, we thank the Lord this morning to be back with the people of God and enjoy the service of the Lord. I was praying Monday. Seemed like I just really was needing something special from the Lord. And the Lord visited me. And I feel like He wants me to just share it with you. It's a little different message, so I hope you will not only bear with me, but just enjoy the blessing that the Lord gave to me, that I feel like He wants us to share. In Psalms 34 and 1, the psalm says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Now, this was a psalm of David when it says when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. David was in a real close place here, and he had went down to the Philistines, as I remember it, and they had said, "Well, this is David, let's take him." So he changed his behavior and started drooling all over and acting as if he was a little bit crazy, and they took him that he was out of his mind, and so they let him go. And David wrote here, "I will bless the Lord at all times." You know, David went through a lot of things, but he said, "I'll bless the Lord at all times." This morning, I just want to share that with us. I feel like this is a secret that God wants to give His people, that He wants our lives to be blessed by it. And I looked up in Strong's that word bless, and it says to kneel. By implication, to bless God as an act of adoration, praise, thank. And it has a lot of other things in there too that you'd have to explain if you read it. But, you know, what David was saying here is, I thank God. I bless His holy name. I praise Him today. You know, the Lord wants us to look up to the Lord and bless Him at all times. And I want to look at a few different things in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 19. Paul was writing here and he said, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 19, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy." You know, Paul had something here that he was very thankful for and that he thanked God for. And he said, what is our hope or our joy? He said, it's you. And, you know, I know Paul, we find many things written in Paul's writings about what he was looking forward to and all those things, the blessings God gave him in this life. But, you know, one thing he blessed the Lord for was the people of God and the people that he had worked with. And you know, this morning, I just want you to know, I was so touched Monday when the Lord started visiting me. I just started blessing the Lord. I blessed the Lord for the young people here. And I just thought about you all. And I thought about your desires to serve the Lord and your spiritual hunger. And for every one of you that has a little spiritual hunger, you know, I bless the Lord for that this morning. That was a blessing to me. It just lifted up my soul. This morning, I just want to share with us, lift up your hearts and bless the Lord. Give Him honor and give Him thanks at all times. At all the times of our life, we can do that. I was thinking about in 2 John 1 and 4 is another place where John writes here, "I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father." And one other set of scriptures in 3 John 3 to 4, it says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." You know, this morning, I just want to say I bless the Lord for everyone that's walking in truth this morning. I thank God this morning for everyone whose heart and desire is to serve the Lord. I was thinking about the different groups, not just the young people. I thank God for the ones that are a little older than the young people that may still be single. I want to tell you, I was thinking Monday and blessing the Lord for that. I thank God for that spiritual desire to serve the Lord. I thank Him for a congregation that loves the Lord, that wants to serve Him, that wants to do all His will in their life. I thank the Lord for that this morning. I thought about our families. You know, when we see our families prosper in the Lord, don't you know, John here said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I just bless the Lord this morning. I thank Him. I praise Him for each family that wants to serve the Lord. You know, you may struggle sometimes. Sometimes we may pull for our children, wish them to do better spiritually. I thank the Lord that you're there doing that. I thank the Lord this morning that we have that. I bless the Lord for that this morning. I want to bless the Lord at all times in my life. I want to bless Him for our blessings that we have. You are our glory and joy. I thought about our widows and our widowers. You know, I know this morning there's some heavy hearts, but I want to tell you, I thank God for you. I thank the Lord that you're wanting to serve God and give the best of your days. I thank the Lord for your commitment to God. You know, I bless Him for that this morning. I thought about our more seasoned ones, if you want to call it, our more aged ones. You know, I bless the Lord for you all this morning, for each one. I thank God for our older saints. You mean something to me. As I get older, I realize how much you learn through the years and how much you realize you learn. And then I look at somebody that's 20 or 30 years older than me and I realize maybe how much more than I've learned that they have about many things in life. You know, I appreciate that this morning. We have a lot to be thankful for. I was thinking about the fabric that we have here. If you look at your seat that you're sitting on there, you'll see little threads going both directions. And they're all woven together in a weaving. And if you set something down, the whole thing dips down. It pulls on all the fabric around it. You know, that's what we are this morning. We're a fabric that God has woven together. We're not here by accident. The Lord's put us all in that. I bless the Lord this morning for that fabric of His people. I thank the Lord. I was thinking about the funeral the other day. Did you notice the young people in here vacuuming the floor? I know this is a little bit of a different message, but I feel like the Lord gave it to me, and I hope it'll just be an encouragement to us. Did you see the young folks in here vacuuming the seats before service, cleaning the chapel and cleaning things up? I thank God for that. Did you see the work that was going on back there to pull the wall down and move all the seats around, put them in order? They were nice and straight. I appreciated that this morning. You know, did you see that the restrooms were clean? Did you see that outside the doors there was snow, but they were shoveled out so people could walk up? I appreciated that. I know some young folks that went out there and did that. Did you see when you sat down to eat at dinner that somebody had fixed all that food? Did you see how that there was those that cleaned it up and that worked? I bless the Lord for that this morning. You know, this morning God wants us to see the fabric that's there. He wants us to recognize it this morning. We all pull on each other, and we should. God made us not as a strand, but He made us as a strand to be put into a fabric. And He wants us to do that. He wants us to enter into the fabric and let us pull on one another. And let it be so. It won't be so heavy. One little strand could break easily under weight, but you won't break the fabric very easy. I thank the Lord this morning. I heard of some that were tying ribbons around the jars for decorations for the dinner. I know a number that spent time visiting with visitors after the funeral. And I know some of that was just to try to be friendly, just to try to be there, just to try to help someone. I appreciate that this morning. You know, I was thinking about David, and I didn't look this up, but David said, "I'll bless the Lord at all times." You know, there was a time when David was running for his life because Absalom had gotten after him. And he was wanting to take the kingdom from his father. And David ran. And there was a man started throwing rocks at him and cursing at him. And as he went, throwing dust in the air and all those things. You know what David said? He said, maybe the Lord told him to. He said, you know, David had that kind of spirit, didn't he? He believed God was in control. He believed God was there. And you know, it will do us well today too, to bless the Lord in all things, at all times. Lift up our voice to the Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for the fabric we have around here. Not just the fabric on the benches, but what we see in one another. I want to thank you for the pull that I feel from others when the weight gets on. I want to tell you, I appreciate that this morning. Believe the Lord wants us to look on it and appreciate it too. In Psalm 103 is another another scripture. 103:1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." You know, that's akin to praising the Lord. That's akin to giving the Lord honor and glory when we bless his name. You know, there were lots of times that the Lord, that David blessed the Lord. I remember, I think about when he came home from, he had been out with the Philistines or something. He came home and his wives and all of his stuff and all of his men's wives and their things, they were all gone. They had all been carried away. You know what David did? He believed in God so much, it says he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then the people were talking about stoning him. You know, this morning, God wants us to pluck up courage and bless his holy name because we believe in him, because we know he is. I want to look at Job 1 and read a little of Job's experience here. In verse 12, maybe we'll start there. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said." Now all this happened just right. The devil set it up just right in line so that it would surely knock Job off of his feet. And it said here, "While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Now, you know, just seemed like the devil just hit at the very base. Everything he could, he did. But Job's hopes wasn't in those things. And in all of those things, of course he loved them. I can only imagine how Job felt here. But you know what he said? It says, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, 'Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know, when we look at Job's lot here, this is an amazing thing. Job just believed in his God, didn't he? He just believed. "Though you slay me, yet will I trust him." That was Job's words. That was what he believed. And you know, though God allowed all these things, Job just, he shaved his head, he fell down on the ground, and he worshiped. And he said that. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." You know, this morning, I believe David knew what he was writing when he said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Because there's going to be all kinds of times come in our life. But oh, how the Lord wants us to have a heart that really believes in God. Lord, I know Job was unwilling to turn from his integrity. He was unwilling to turn and let the devil turn him. He was unwilling to let the devil discourage him. And it didn't stop there. He went on and was afflicted himself for quite some time, horribly. So much so that his wife just told him, "Curse God and die, Job." Job wasn't about to do that. Job's faith was anchored in God, and he was going to serve him. You know, this morning, let our lives bless the Lord. Let our lives reach up and give glory and honor to God. Not only with our lips, but let our lives bless him. We know God is. We know he's real. We love him with all of our heart. He speaks to us. He loves us. Love him back. Love him back. Bless his name and let it be so. I can tell you one thing about Job. When he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," his feelings weren't in it. His feelings were very low. But Job had his hope in God. And back to Psalm 34. I want to read some more of this psalm. With the Lord to help me this morning, I really would like the saints to just be encouraged and take courage. God wants to be in us, a well flowing out of our life. I believe that. The Lord doesn't want us to get under the burden. He wants us to be on top of the burden. I believe He wants to carry the burden for us. In Psalm 34, David writing again, verse 2, he says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." You know, David's hope wasn't even in his own. It wasn't even in whatever he had. It was in God, wasn't it? "My boast, my soul will make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And you know, I think about David when he said, "Bless the Lord at all times," you think about making her boast in the Lord. David experienced all the worst ups and downs of life, it seemed to me. There was maybe some, Joseph might have had a worse situation, but David had a pretty bad situation for a long time. And God allowed that, all for a purpose. But you know, he said, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." David had learned, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." I believe the Lord wants us to do that. I want to encourage us this morning, seek the Lord. It says he delivered him from all his fears. He had to turn his eyes away from his fears and turn them to the Lord. It says they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, this morning, I know we may feel like poor people sometimes, and I do too. But I will tell you, I believe when we cry unto the Lord, He hears, doesn't He? Bless the Lord ahead of time. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. You believe that this morning? Bless the Lord for it. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Now this is David writing. What he mean there? The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. David seemed like he wanted some good things for a long time. But you know, God had all of that in store for David. He had all of that in His plan. And David just kept his faith in the Lord. I want to skip on down to verse 17. It says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. You know, this morning I believe the Lord wants us to take these scriptures as promises. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. We have to just sometimes put ourselves in the hands of the Lord. Lord, I'm yours. I don't know what else to do. I've got the broken heart. I've got the contrite spirit. Now, Lord, I'm going to bless your name for who you are. I believe the Lord hears that. Okay, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You know, this morning, I believe we can take this last verse to ourself. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. The Lord's going to do that for us today. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I just want to encourage us that there is great victory in the Lord when we believe in Him and when we bless His name. I don't think I mentioned it. I was thinking earlier this morning about the battle that was going on, that was fixing to happen back in the Old Testament. And the prophet, I believe, or maybe it was the king, told the people to sing and to praise the Lord. And you know, when they did that, it says the Lord set ambushments against their enemy. And they won a great decisive victory there. You know, this morning, I want to talk to all of us young folks, every one of us. Set this before us. Believe in the Lord and thank Him ahead of time and praise Him for what He's going to do. Bless His name in all things. Not just when we've seen the victory. David blessed the Lord. He lived for Him when he could have took care of the situation, when he could have killed Saul and all of those things. David kept his integrity. Just want to encourage us today. There's a great victory in believing in the Lord and believing through Him. Psalm 134, y'all pray for us this morning. Psalm 134 and 1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And I want to encourage us, lift your hand up. Just lift it up in spite of the enemy. And let him know, I'm on the Lord's side. The Lord's going to help me. I believe in him. You know, the Lord wants us, I believe, to be forward about those things a little bit. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Just want to encourage us this morning. God help us each one that we will bless the Lord in our life. As we go through life, there's different ways of dealing with our troubles and dealing with life. And this morning, I believe the ones that we see in the Bible bless the Lord. When you see Paul in prison, and you know, he didn't know the end of the story. He didn't know what his life was going, how it was going to come out every time. Now, I believe there was a time that he knew that he said he wasn't coming back to Jerusalem. One of the prophets had prophesied that. But you know, Paul, in all his writings, you only find him thanking God and blessing him. You would never know he was in prison if he had not have just slipped it into the writing somewhere. That was Paul's way. I would encourage us this morning to look up to the Lord and magnify the Lord in our life. The Lord wants our life to magnify him. I know that we have all suffered some things lately. But I want to tell you what I believe. I believe when this poor man cries, the Lord hears. When we cry unto the Lord, he hears and he lifts us up. Saints, this morning, look up to the Lord and bless his name. And let your lips magnify the Lord. In the 104th Psalm, the first verse says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty." Do you see the Lord like that this morning? "Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain." You know, somebody here had got a little picture, a little glimpse of the Lord. And this morning, I believe he wants us to get a little glimpse of him. It's easy for us to look down upon the things of life. The Lord doesn't want his people to do that. And I'm preaching to myself here, I'll tell you this morning. I know we all have to look up sometimes. "Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind." You know, the writer in Psalms 104 goes all down through there thinking about the things that God has done. Thinking about all the things that he has done. And it comes on down in the 24th verse. And he says, "O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches." You know, this morning the Lord, I believe, wants us to look upon his things and bless his name. Those Psalms through there, 103, 104, 105, and it goes on. I don't know just how far it goes, but they're just Psalms of looking at the things that God has done and blessing his name. This morning, I just want to encourage us all, look up to the Lord. I believe if we'll bless his name and think about the things God has done, I believe he wants to do more things for us. I want to encourage us to look about one another too and bless the Lord for that gift that we have. The fabric that we talked about, I believe the Lord wants us to all weave into that. He wants to put us into one another's lives, and that means we have to be involved in one another's lives. That means we have to allow one another to be involved in our lives. Let us lift up and bless the Lord this morning. Young folks, bless the Lord in your life. Let him have your days. Look at his goodness. Look at what God is. Don't look at the things of the world and take your eyes off of God. If you do, you'll find yourself losing ground. But lift up your eyes to the Lord. Lift up your eyes, families, mother and dad. Lift up your eyes to the Lord. We need wisdom every day with our children, don't we? Lord, we need it. We lift up our eyes to him. We bless him. We know he has the answers to our life. And so we look to God. Just want to encourage all of us this morning. Lift up your eyes and bless the Lord this morning. Amen.